This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
What's up?
What's up? Oh, man, so much. I'm so excited for the new year.
I've actually been looking forward to 2020 for like the last 6 months.
Yeah, me too.
As we talked about in our goals podcast a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, yeah.
Let's talk about now. What's up?
Well, coming up in just a few minutes, our topic today, we are going to talk about the Zelle payment options, payment app. And then we've got a savvy savings segment today on clothing.
Clothing. Love that one. Great. People love that savvy savings.
I hope so.
They do. They love it. It's a great segment. You can't invest unless you have money.
Right.
And these, we always talk about save, invest, and then protect it all. So the reason why we do savings is every way you can squeeze out additional money, you can invest that and prepare for your future. That's what all this is about. So
that's right. Frugality.
Yeah. Frugality. All right. What's our big topic today?
Our topic today is about Zelle, and Zelle payment app.
Zelle. One of my jobs that I work at, we can sell our assignments, our work schedules, and that sort of thing. So a lot of people buy and sell these things. And what?
I wish someone would buy my work assignments.
Well, it has to do with the airline industry. So you get a...
So wait a minute.
Yes.
You can then get paid for not working.
No, we just don't get paid if you don't work. There's no minimum. I could literally take a whole month off and I just don't get paid. But I don't. I see. There's no minimum hours. It's really weird.
You're not really selling them.
No, actually, I am selling. I just sold a bunch today. So you bid on your schedule. The computer generates based on your seniority what schedule you get. If you don't like it, you can either give it away. But if no one wants it, then you got to encourage people to take it by selling it to them. And payment is usually done through Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, all these sort of things. So there's one app that I steer away from, which has had lots of warnings about.
Yeah.
In the millennials, we get in this little discussion. We're like, well, I'm not going to buy it from you unless you pay it through Zelle. I'm like, no, I will do PayPal.
Yeah, Zelle's had a lot of data breaches. It's amazing. There's so many banks that are using and pushing Zelle, and they're the ones who keep having these data breaches.
Yeah. So Zelle is a payment app that sends cash almost instantly. It's run by a company called Early Warning Systems, LLC, which is a financial services consortium that's owned by the big banks. So the big banks, this was their answer to compete against PayPal. PayPal owns a lot of the payment apps out there. A lot of people don't realize, like Venmo, PayPal. There's a long list of them. It's a very good stock, by the way. I'm not recommending it. I don't own it, but it's done very well. Anyway, so the good part about Zelle is that there are no fees to send money or receive it. So that's good. However, on the backside, from your bank or your credit union, they may have fees. So you need to check with your individual bank to see if they are going to do some back end fees on that. Now, the bad part about Zelle, as compared to some other payment platforms, there's no way to cancel the payment once it's gone through. So I found this statement on the Zelle website. It says, if your recipient has already enrolled with Zelle, the money sent directly to your recipient's bank account cannot be canceled. Yes. So this is one of the things. So if you happen to mistype the phone number or the email address and it went through, who knows who got that money? You can't get it back.
Right.
You can't undo it. You lose all your rights. So why do the banks push Zelle so much? They're shifting the responsibility to you and away from them. Because if you did your transfers from the bank itself, you still have a lot of your protections. Or if you use a credit card, you have a lot of protections that way. I compare Zelle to almost like some of the debit cards, where if you use a debit card, you don't have all the protections that you have right. with yep, the regular exactly. credit card. If you insist on using Zelle, this is all I'm asking you to do, okay? Only yeah. send your money to people that you know, and you know their address or their phone number. And then when you enter it, I know this sounds very basic, but it's so easy to rush through on this. Double check the digits of the phone number or the email address. Make sure it's spelled correctly before you hit send. Really, really be careful. Once you hit that send button, you have no protection and that money is gone. So that's all I'm asking. Please, people. So I personally use PayPal because you do have a lot of protections with PayPal over other platforms. And
yeah, how do you feel about Venmo?
Well, it's run by PayPal. I have used it once. It's on my phone. But as long as I have people accepting PayPal, I just use that.
Yeah, I don't like Venmo's privacy policy, so I deleted it from my phone.
Wow. And I'm not that familiar with it. I just try and stick with the old.
Yeah, I know most people only the privacy policy type lawyer would read that. But
no, yeah. The fact that you told me that, I'm going to delete it for mine because I have no credit on there anyway.
Yeah,
I just like PayPal. It's just it's been around forever, and I've had it forever, and I've had a problem with a payment one time, and they took care of it for me. I mean,
yep, tried and true.
All it takes is one time to prove to me that you're there for me, and I'm good to go. So I'm sure everybody has their horror story, but
yeah.
Anyway. All right.
All right.
I'd rather get to my favorite segment. When we
come well, right that's back. So funny because we have like two segments. So.
Yeah, I know. Flip a coin. I'm trying to suck up here. Okay. Give me a break. Oh, okay. All right. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts posted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.